Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Mac Show. I'm Jeff Gamet, your interim host, sitting in for Ewan Rankin, and I am not where I normally am. If you watched the big show yesterday, I was in an undisclosed location, which actually looked pretty nice because, it had like cool art in the background, and it actually had a functional desk. And it was really nice, but I've managed to get enough set up in my new place that I can do this. Don't worry, it will eventually look better, and hopefully by and yeah, Ben's giving me the and that's totally fair. Yeah. Okay. Well, then I'll revise what I was about to say and change it up to, I can't wait to see how much of this still looks exactly the same when we record next week. I'm just hoping that by that point, I'm not having to zigzag through the Tetris pile of boxes, and my couch will be upright and I can sit on it. Anyhow. Moving, it is loads of fun.
Mm-hmm. This is why I disappeared for weeks.
See, you do it right. I'm sitting here still trying to take care of client projects and do shows and move. Oh my god.
You should have done a screenshot of your old background. Like we told you that.
I know. Yeah. Okay. So I was ready to do the screenshot, and I pull the chair I'm sitting in. I pull it out of the way so I have the clean background. And I'd had some friends that were helping me do some packing, and I realized they had cleared out most of the background. And I'm like, well. Now, you ruined. Oh well.
Oh well.
I'm not going to complain because I have friends that are willing to help me. So
somewhere there's got to be just a little snippet of video that where you stepped away that you could grab.
There are. I know there are some episodes where the office manager was being a little naughty.
Oh yeah, there's some of those too.
Yes.
Yeah, but I mean, something that you had to go and take care of, and you stepped off camera for a second, but the video was still running. There has to be something. I'll have to look and see if I have anything.
There has to be.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thousands of hours of video there's out there.
Yeah, there has to be a shot where I am. It. Yeah.
So Jeff, if you watch Big and Mac shows for like the next 24 hours straight for like a year, you'll be able to find it.
I'm right. And
throw in Mac Voices for another couple of years.
Yeah. Mac Voices live too. And Touch of iOS too.
Yes. Yeah. Everybody just watch all the shows on repeat.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. So anybody that's listening to this, go back and watch all of our shows on repeat and find that. Give Jeff the time code and the show so he can grab his background.
Yes. And tell all your friends to do it too.
Right. This is a community effort. Yeah. We have got to fix what's behind me.
Yeah. Yes, because there may not. It's not because it might be for views or financial incentives or.
It's so you don't have to look at this. I mean, like, check this out. Which way do I need to move? There's more boxes underneath this. Yeah. Is it like just out of camera shot? There's stuff piled up there. I have a path right over here where I can get back to the bedroom and
I would tell you when it stops, but I'll tell you when it stops.
Yeah. Yep. Hey Dave, how are you?
I'm doing good. I'm glad to be here on the American Tech Network since we have no representation today.
Yes. Oh my gosh, you're right. We don't have any token members from the UK or the EU.
No.
Oh wow.
But I am at an undisclosed location, actually my office. But
mm-hmm.
This is my office behind me. You know, I keep it tidy. So, but
you do.
Doing well. Keep I'm glad it's Friday, and always great to be with you guys.
Awesome. It's great to get to hang out with all of you.
Yeah.
Ben, how are you? And just so everyone knows, Ben and I did the big show, just the two of us, yesterday. And it was really nice to get to just like hang out and chat with Ben.
Yep. So Ben, how are you? Just the two of us.
Just the two of, yes. Ebony, yeah. And Ivory.
Oh my God, the show is going on.
Glad I missed that one.
You know, you and still.
That's you.
That's me. I just, oh my God. Anyhow. Yeah. Chuck, how's it going?
It's going good, Jeff. And I feel your pain to a lesser degree, because if people have been paying attention to my background, I decided to do a remodel of my office studio. And so things are slowly getting back to normal. But, you know, every day Amazon delivers another piece that I need. And then I redo it again. So
I think there's another one coming too.
Thanks to Dave. But yeah, it's, you know, it's the way it is, you know, that we do, because the end result will be worth it for you, definitely, for me probably, but boy, it's painful to get there at times.
It is. Yeah. So Chuck, here, since I knew where everything needed to be on this desk to make it work right, I had dialed it in over the years at my old place. I put, for those of you in theater, best way to describe it, I spiked, so I put tape on the desk, little lines to mark where each thing clamps on. So I know where everything goes. And when it comes time to actually put the studio lights back on, which are on arms that clamp to the desk, the platforms that hold my speakers up off the desk, where the Visa arm mount sits, all of that, it's all spiked. So I can just put everything right where it goes and then slide the desk back in place.
See, that's a great idea, except for one problem. I change desks.
Yeah.
I got rid of the glass desks because they were glass desks. And, you know, any given, I drop things on them. And it's like, oh my God, is this going to be the one that takes everything out? So now I don't have glass desks, but you have to rearrange then everything. So I did take pictures, you know, Jeff, to your point, I couldn't spike it out, but I took pictures of everything before I started, you know, tearing it all down. So
that's sort smart.
Sort of the same effect. Yeah.
Yeah. So I cannot wait to check the recording when we're done, because as you were talking, Chuck, Zoom just started throwing tons of errors up in front of me. And then they disappear so fast. It's like, you were telling me something's wrong. Let me see what it is that you told me that is wrong. Anyhow.
We didn't see it. It didn't look like you missed a beat.
Yeah.
That's great. I have no idea why Zoom just suddenly barfed. It was like five errors in a row. And there's something about camera, something about microphone. I don't know. Anyhow. Yay, technology.
Yay.
Chuck, I'm looking forward to seeing your setup when it's finally done.
Which should be about Valentine's Day of 2024.
Great. So we all have something to look forward to now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then you could do a complete review of it too.
Oh yeah. We'll do like a whole walkthrough, Chuck's new desk.
Do a 360. Use your 360 camera.
What you'll do is you'll get all the recording and stuff done and then set it up so we can use our new Vision Pro headsets and walk around and feel like we are part of your office.
There you go. I like that idea. I like that idea.
Well, and to that end, our first story of the day, for the Vision Pro, the what is it, Vision OS?
Vision OS?
Yes.
Yes. Oh my God. It has been a week. How can I not remember the name Vision OS? Anyhow, Vision OS, the beta is out for developers because I guess that was kind of redundant. I didn't need to say developers because that's actually the only people that can get it. Mm-hmm. And with as busy as my schedule has been, dealing with everything for moving, all I've seen of this are a couple screenshots that people have posted, like on Mastodon, where they're saying, "Hey, here's what I did with these apps," and like one of them, someone had set up a virtual space where they were emulating three different classic game consoles at the same time. And it was like, here's one wall in my place. Is this, it was like a NES. And here's this other one. That was an old PlayStation. And then another one, it was something else. And it was like massive, 100 inch screens, three of them side by side, all running different video games in emulation mode simultaneously on a Vision Pro. And that's this week's show.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. Anyhow, so that's the extent of what I've seen with the beta. So I'm actually looking forward to hearing what all of you have to say, since the way I'm seeing the show this week is you are getting me up to speed on the Apple news of the week.
Well, I mean, the big thing is it was an SDK, so you don't, none of these developers are getting an actual Vision Pro device, of course.
Yes.
A couple of the websites have already done, but they didn't waste any time. Like, I think it was a day after it was released, they got cooking on it right away, and it's definitely a work in progress, but I think it, just from what I saw, it looks like a really cool way of then being able to develop and look at existing apps as well as, creating their own apps and trying to get into that environment. But it's just on a screen, you're not getting the immersed view of it. So that's going to be tough for the developers without actually having the device, I would think.
I agree. I think that'll be really tough. Go ahead, Ben.
The applications for the developer kits do start in July.
Yeah. So they'll actually give them a device as just a developer test.
Okay, mm-hmm. So that starts in July, you said?
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, that's even earlier than I was hoping. So that's awesome.
And, to watch it roll out, I think is interesting. But day one, I don't know that right now they've got information. And now they have an SDK. And mm-hmm. So is it really necessary at this stage would it be nice? Of course it would, but is it necessary for them to have an actual piece of hardware to start scoping out and trying to design? I mean, I don't know. I'm not a developer, so I'm talking through my hat a bit, but I just feel like, okay, even just the fact that what we saw in the keynote will give people ideas. And so now mm-hmm. if they have the SDK, they're just one more step down the road. They can start to flesh out those ideas a little bit. And then eventually when they actually can get a piece of hardware to wrap around their heads, they take the next step.
Yeah. I like the idea that that developers will have some level of familiarity with Vision OS by the time they can get some dev hardware to work with. My feeling is, though, that the sooner they can get the hardware, the better. Because if you're actually like working on code right now for Vision OS apps, they have no experience with this. There's no point of reference.
Yeah.
So they don't know how well what they're developing is going to work until they get hardware. And I mean, simulating 3D in a 2D space with an SDK, sure, it may look like it's going to work the way you want, but until you're actually doing that whole AR thing where it appears as if the displays or buttons or whatever are actually out in front of you, you don't know how it's really going to work. And I just realized that because my camera is sitting low, because I'm using the camera in my laptop right now. Yep, everyone, laptop on a stack of books. That's how I roll right now. You can see all the stuff that happens below camera shot. It is true. I'm talking with my hands the whole time when I'm doing shows. It's just typically you can't see it because my hands are down below the camera frame.
Yes.
So now everyone knows.
Jeff, you make a real good point, and maybe I should retract what I said, because I was thinking back to, you know, when Apple did the M series transition, and they sent out, you know, they eventually sent out the beta machines for the developers, and. But that was just a different chip. I mean, that was not a whole new format of dimensionality and you know, user experience. That was just a matter of getting the code to work. So your view of it is probably a lot better than mine. Sorry for the pun.
I see what you did there. Well played, Chuck.
Didn't mean to, but
But what'd be really nice is if somehow we were able to get like Steve Troughton Smith on the show, since he is showing his own internal builds of broadcasts on the Vision OS SDK.
Yeah, Steve is doing some really cool stuff. I mean, he does some really cool stuff anyhow, but. Yeah, a couple of his screenshots wow.
Yeah, literally.
His screenshots, seen some. Wow, good.
Yeah, literally, if I want to understand what the SDK is, I just go to Steve's Mastodon.
Yeah, there you go. That's where I've been following his stuff. It's pretty cool.
He will just lay it out there.
Yeah.
With pictures.
It's pretty cool. Yeah, he's even done a couple animated GIFs, so you can see stuff like moving around in the virtual space.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, based on what all of you are seeing, because you have seen more than I have at this point, are you feeling like? Okay. Yes, I know it's a relative term comparison at this point, but you've definitely seen more than I have. So I'm curious, does it look like the stuff that's starting to come out now that we're seeing like on Mastodon, is it feeling like people developers are approaching this as a new platform, like a new computing platform, not just new hardware? Or is it coming across like they're developing apps for a VR headset?
Yes.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah. I think that everybody's got to, here we go. You have to draw analogies, but it almost feels like developing apps for the iPhone back in the day. You know, the first apps that came out were very, very simple. They were, you know, they were very much one trick ponies, and then they started to gain momentum. They started to figure out what could be done with this and how people were using it. And I think that, you know, there are developers out there right now that are farther down that path than others. Some are just feeling their way along. So I think the answer is yes, depending on which developer you're talking about that we've seen.
Yeah. I mean, right now I think it's just trying to adapt existing apps into Vision OS, because until that headset is actually in people's hands, we don't truly know what it's capable of.
That's a really good point. And to build on what you're saying, to me, there are three levels of discovery for the developer community. The first level is you get the SDK in your hand and you see what you can do with that. Then the second level of discovery is you get hardware in your hands and now you're learning more about how the whole platform works. Excuse me. And then that tempers how you approach what you're creating. And then the third level of discovery is when users get these in their hand, well, on their faces, and you see how people are actually using the hardware and the apps that you're creating in the real world. And then you get a big shift in how developers are thinking about what they're creating, because until that point, the first two levels of discovery, they're just learning what it is. And then that third level is when it really takes off.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. So at this point, who's ready to drop money on a Vision Pro on launch day?
No.
My heart is, my wallet is not.
Right, I'm saying.
All right, that's fair.
I would say that.
But Jeff, think about the way you just phrased it. Right now, mm-hmm. you know, we're still months away from release date.
Yeah, that's true. So
what are we going to see between now and then, both from Apple and from the developers? Who's going to say, I've got this ready to go on launch day, mm-hmm. and you know, and that's going to turn your head and change your mind.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've been debating with myself. It's like, no, I won't. It's like, just stop it, because there's way too much between now and then that we're going to see, hear, and find out about. Yeah. That, you know, you may be able to make a business use case or an entertainment use case, depending mm-hmm. on, you know, which way you go. So I'm reserving the right to say yes, no, or maybe, you know, come December.
Yeah, WWDC was a small taste. This fall we'll get a preview of the full meal.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Well said. Yeah.
I think that's fair. And Chuck, you said we are months away from the product. And I will add to that, we are only days into the developer SDK.
Right.
So this is all still so new.
Very.
It's hard to know how we will feel about this product by the time we get to release.
And unfortunately, there is this tendency before what we did at WWDC to judge this product based on the products that are out there or that we've had experiences with. Mm-hmm. And, mm-hmm. you know, you may have had positive, you may have had not so positive experiences. You may have had just, you know, so, you know, that's where it's the whole idea of the spatial computing. I think we all have to really start to think about that. We're doing it here now. We're saying AR, VR, and Apple is saying spatial computing.
Yeah, and because I think it's more along the lines of.
Yeah, yeah, Ben. I think we need to start thinking about it in those terms, mm-hmm. and try to restrain ourselves from comparing it, because it does look mm-hmm. like a bit of a new metaphor.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's closer to actual MR, where it's able to go to. Able to go to AR, it's able to go to VR, and the VR side of it, we haven't really even seen yet, but it's fully capable of that. Apple itself is limited to what they have in the platform, since they're basically just using iPad apps. We have not yet really seen an app, except for the virtual background, that is fully developed for Vision OS. This is a product that has the potential to change everything.
I think that's exactly what Apple wants.
Yeah. I mean, it's not the iPhone. This is the Mac back in 1984, where you couldn't dream of what you were getting next.
That's an interesting perspective. And I say that not like, wow, that's a crazy idea, but like, yeah, that's really interesting to think of it that way. Yeah. All right. Well, since we know we have lots more Vision Pro discussion coming up over the next several months, let's mix it up and talk about something else. And I will start this one with a question. Let's say that you wanted to make sure your bowl didn't get stolen. Where would you put the AirTag? Yeah. All right. So all I know about this is that before the show, Dave said you could talk about the bowl that got stolen and how they found it because it had an AirTag with it. And to be clear, this isn't a live bowl. This is fiberglass.
Fiberglass.
Glad you made that clear there, Jeff.
Yeah. A live bowl, yeah. No, everybody has their dog has an AirTag on them too, right?
Right. And where do you put that?
Yeah, not at all. Usually on their collar.
Most people put it around their neck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't say where it was put, so just so you know.
Okay.
Yeah, the discussion might get us a explicit tag.
Hasn't yet.
We already have.
And I've talked very openly about sex toys. Matter of fact, yeah. One of Ewan's favorite segments was from CES several years ago, where I was on the expo floor, and I went over and talked to Oh My Bod, and they make sex toys, but they have a lot of tech in them, so you can do like remote control. I'll just leave it at that. You can do remote control. And anyhow, so I went over and checked out their booth live on the show and got them to show us several products and give us demonstrations that would not make us have to put a rating beyond adult on the show. And it was awesome and it was wonderful. So Ben, the fact that I sat there and talked about and held and showed all of these sex toys live on the show, don't worry, we are fine. Anyhow, tell me about the fiberglass stolen bull and the AirTag.
Well, his name is Manolo.
Manolo, the fiberglass bowl?
Yes.
Okay.
And it was at a San Antonio restaurant. It's 6 feet tall and it's 150 pounds. So how they got that stolen is beyond me. It's a restaurant called Tacos Don Manolito.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It'd been out there since January. It was chained to a bench, which is cemented to the ground.
So someone had to work to steal this.
Yeah, they cut the chain. But to just 150 pounds, that's a lot of weight to be lifting up and not be noticing it.
Right.
It must have been a late night heist. but it was gone. And then they kicked in the action with Find My. They found it where it was. And the guy says, oh, I was just selling it. I didn't know anything about it.
Yeah. Okay. If someone shows up at your place and says, I've got a 6 foot tall, 150 pound fiberglass bowl to sell. You know, they just stole it.
Yeah.
It would seem to increase the likelihood. Yeah.
Yeah. That's like someone showing up with a bunch of Rolexes at a pawn shop.
Yeah. There you go. That's not a red flag.
Right. Red flag, bull. I see what you did there. Nicely done. Oh my God. All right. So.
So here, another successful use of an AirTag. Let's put it that way.
That's awesome.
But doesn't it make you wonder if I had a 150-pound fiberglass bowl, I would not think of putting an AirTag on it because I really wouldn't expect it to be stolen.
Do you live in a college town?
Yeah, San Antonio.
No.
That's the difference.
Okay.
Where you live, it's not something you'd really have to think about. But if you live in a college town,
yes.
And I'm sorry, I'm not trying to stereotype, but there are things that happen in college towns that don't happen other places.
Yeah.
Like that's needing fair. To find a way to protect your 150-pound, 6-foot-tall fiberglass bowl. That's the sort of thing that will just disappear in the middle of the night. Stuff like that just happens in college towns.
Yes. See, the whole idiom that people will steal everything that's not bolted down in college towns. Mm-hmm. Even if it's bolted down, it gets stolen.
Especially if it's interesting in some way and will make for a great story over beer pong later on.
Yes.
Oh, guess what? Yeah, this publicity is going to get them lots more business. And you know people are going to be sitting outside. They're already showing pictures of them sitting outside, sitting with the bull, getting a picture.
Yeah. Well, I mean, because of this, the next time I'm in San Antonio, I'm going to go check out the restaurant.
I got to check it out. There's probably some great Mexican food.
Yeah.
I've had excellent Mexican food in San Antonio. Yeah.
You know, there are days that I just want to, you know, go and sit somewhere under a tree and think of crazy stuff, because the stuff that people will do that we all respond to, and I'm not excluding myself either. I still, my favorite one and the one that angers me the most is the pet rock. Who, you know, why didn't I think of that? I mean, I've got plenty of rocks in my backyard. You know, I could have made a fortune. And so.
Yep.
The human species is doomed, no matter what Star Trek says.
Well, I mean, even in Star Trek, they might still be doomed. They just don't realize how much closer they are to that final doom than we are.
Yeah. Plus with the Horta, they found the pet rock is actually sentient.
Well done, Ben.
Well done. That was amazing. Amazing. Almost as amazing as TSO hosts.
Wow, that's even more amazing.
They do rock.
They do rock. Yes. Yep. TSO hosts rocks.
Puns.
I know. I mean, we're diving into this at warp speed. All right. Here's the deal, everyone. TSO hosts, they do website hosting and help people buy domain names, and they're leveraging what they do. See, here's the hand still going. They leverage what they do to help us be here. And oh my God. All right. Here's the deal. I'm always amazed that Ewan lets me keep hosting the show. And now I realized I'm kind of amazed that I keep clicking admit every time everyone shows up for the show. That's not true. I love all of you. And I can't click that admit button fast enough. But TSO hosts. So they're giving us the bandwidth we need so we can live stream shows to you like this every single week. And it just works. And it's because they are that good at what they do. And then they're giving us the hosting space we need for the website and for all the show recordings. So you can go to the website and find all this stuff all the time. And you can watch or listen to your favorite episodes anytime you want. And it all just works because they are rock solid, super reliable, and we just don't have to worry about problems. when I say we're here thanks to TSO hosts, it's because it's true. The resources it takes to do all of this, and for those of you that are watching the video, you can see my hands this time going, all of this, it's beyond what we would be able to manage. So when I say TSO host is making it possible for us to be here, it's because it's true. So thank you, TSO host, for being here and supporting us. Now, let's all go thank them. Here's what you need to do. Just go out onto your favorite social media platform and thank TSO host for being here and supporting the British Tech Network. Simple as that. All you need to do. But considering that they're so good at what they do, at some point, you're probably going to come up with a domain name that you want to buy, and they make it super easy. And so just go to their website, and they have a system that makes it easy to get your domain name, add that to your cart. You probably want a website to go along with that domain name. So go ahead and add in your hosting package, and then add in the discount code BTN20, and you'll get 20% off your order. So not only are they supporting the British Tech Network, they are doing something special for our whole BTN family by giving everyone a nice little discount. So thank you, TSO hosts, for being here and supporting us. And since Patrice is not here, and once again, I did not prepare for telling people about the chat, let's see if we can do this. All right, so we have the whole live chat thing going. Mm-hmm. And if you want to see the links to the news stories we're talking about, if you want to see the links for the cool things that we're about to talk about, if you want to participate in the live discussion, then you need to be part of the chat. And so to do that, you need to go to a website. Hold on. What is it?
BritishTechNetwork.com/chat.
Thank you. BritishTechNetwork.com/chat. And then you can get into the chat room from there and participate with us. And it has all the info, so that if you want to use an app instead, you can do that, but it's all there. And that's how you get in to the whole live chat thing. And hold on, I am bringing up the, there we go, I found it. Okay, so let's say that you want to watch me fumble through talking about the chat thing. Okay. And then you want to go and look at the actual chat to see what it is that apparently only I have so much trouble talking about. All of our chats are archived, so you can go and check them out. And to do that, you go to BritishTechNetwork.com/chat, where Patrice has set up the whole calendar, so you can find all of those chats. Click on the day for the show. So like today is Friday, June 23rd, 2023. Click on that day, and then you'll see the chat. And so you can go through and see all of the links and whatever the discussion was happening. And there you go. And that's the incredibly stressful process of me telling you all about the whole live chat and finding the chat transcript. And oh my God, how do I manage to even get through this? Patrice makes it look so easy.
Told you we should have pre-recorded it.
I know. Mm-hmm. You yes. know, we could yeah, just cut we this out of, you know, cut that recording out from one of the other
just grab episodes. A video from another episode and just add it right in.
Yeah, right. And then when Patrice says problem, the date. Though. Oh, what's the problem?
That require work.
Yeah, well, you know, yeah. But okay, I did figure out the whole thing with her saying the specific date. And I'll just do a voiceover in my own voice for the date. So you'll see her mouth move and her lips will be moving, saying whatever the date was on that day. But instead, you just hear me saying June 23rd, 2023.
Jeff, why don't you just have her record it and in full screen video, and then put it on your iPad. And when it comes time to do this,
I'll just hold the iPad up, hit play,
yeah. And you know, and
oh my God, know. Now I don't even have to do any editing in post.
Yeah.
Oh, Chuck, you were brilliant.
Because Chuck, that would make sense.
Well, just trying. You know, Jeff's a little rattled by his change of location. We got to help him out.
That's true. Yeah. Chuck, you are the hero I deserve.
That didn't sound as good as I meant. Yeah, I got to work on that one.
Yeah, I got to work on my delivery so that it actually doesn't sound like I'm being a dick. Because I swear, Chuck, I was not trying to be a jerk.
That's all right. No, I know. It's okay.
Oh, man. Okay, so.
Nice job. You did great.
Thank you. Oh, my God. Why do I get so stressed about that? This is the most ridiculously stupid thing.
Oh.
I don't know. Anyhow. Well, let's do cool things because I don't get as stressed about that. So who has the first cool thing?
I think it was Ben.
Yes, it was.
Hold on. Let me go. Okay, see, here's another problem. When I have dual screens, having the secondary screen on my right just does not work. My brain doesn't, it just, not going to happen. So I put the secondary screen over here, and it's one of those portable displays, you know, like Dave has shown us many times. Mm-hmm. So it's sitting down here, which means that my microphone is right here. That's where I need to look. People, you have no idea the cross I bear. All right. Found it. Okay, Ben, there's your link. Tell us about your cool thing.
Okay.
Oh, and no spoilers. No spoilers.
I'm trying to think about it without how to explain it without giving spoilers.
Just talk about what's in the trailer because we've all seen the trailer.
Okay. Yeah. So in the MCU universe, and possibly other universes, There are a race of beings on Earth who came to Earth called Skrulls. Well, some of those Skrulls want to take over the Earth for themselves, and it's up to Samuel L. Jackson, Mr. Badass himself, to stop them. Yep, so this new MCU spy thriller had his first episode on Wednesday. And if it's anything like the comics that it's based on, this is going to be a ride. I mean, anybody could be a Skrull since they shift. I mean, you could have an Avenger who's a Skrull. You could have a politician who's a Skrull. Hell, one of us could be a Skrull. I mean, look, I have a green box around me.
That's true. Yes. It's Ben. Ben is the Skrull.
Yes. Or it could be Jeff. You never know. Could be anyone.
Yes, I'm the Skrull, which is exactly what I would say if I were the Skrull, because then it would be like reverse psychology. So if I'm doing that right now and mm-hmm. telling you about it, then maybe I'm not the Skrull. Now I'm confused.
Yes, and that is the whole point of it.
So from watching the trailers, it looks like when you say spy thriller, that is an absolutely excellent way to describe the show. So it's spy thriller with Marvel style sci-fi going on, and it's a 6-episode series like they've mm-hmm. done with WandaVision and Moon Knight and
Falcon and the Winter Loki. Soldier.
Yeah.
So
I've dated girls that were clearly from another planet. Maybe some of those are on the show.
Yes.
Very possible.
Very possible.
Yeah.
You know who you are, ladies.
Chuck, what I love is that anything like this, you can say I've dated women like that. And I believe you.
Thank you. I think this is another one of those Jeff Gaima comments that could be interpreted a lot of different ways.
Yes. Yep.
Okay. Where I'm going with this is,
our new show title. Chuck said his girlfriend's a Skrull.
Don't do that to me. No. I said some girls, distant past. Let's just leave it at that.
I just realized I hadn't been keeping track. We've had so many really good show title ideas out of this, and I haven't written anything down. Chuck, where I was trying to go with that is that you are our resident ladies' man, and if anyone is going to be able to like, no wait, I have to stop talking because what I was about to say was going to come out so completely wrong. And I would not be able to recover from it. Anyhow.
Yes. Chuck's cool thing will be a feathered hat.
Yeah.
With his suit.
This can't top Jeff's sex toy stories. No, I'm sorry. It just can't.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, my God. All right. So we all need to watch Secret Invasion. I need to get my television set back up. Well, and I need over here, I need to make enough space where I can actually put a television so that I can watch it
on your Mac.
I could, but why would I do that when, the reason I would do it is because this is all I have right now.
There you go.
But yeah, I don't want to sit at my desk and watch this. I want to sit on the couch. So I have incentive to get more of my place put together so I can actually watch a show from the couch. All right. So Secret Invasion, I am definitely in. And Dave, you have the next cool thing.
Yes, I do. This is just hot from FedEx. I just got it this morning. This is a dock that actually does dual charging. So by Dell, of all companies, it's the HD22Q. They just introduced this, and we have a camera here. I'm not going in and out. This is it's got the Qi charging. Links in the show notes, but it's got the HDMI and DisplayPort. You got the two four USB-A ports, Ethernet, and a USB-C. It's pretty slick, and it's aimed more in the business market, but for $99, it's not a bad deal, and it's pretty good. I didn't think that you could see it very well, but you can see it on the website.
Mm-hmm.
Because we use the standard docking stations are like yay big, like rectangular ones, and they take a little more space. But this is the bonus, and now you come into your office and you got G charging. You put your phone down and it's charging, and your computer is powered. It does use 130 watt power supply, so it's getting full charge for any laptop. It works with Mac OS X, so this is pretty cool unit. Like I said, just got it like not even an hour ago. I pulled it out and was like, wow, this is cool. So glad we got to play with that.
Yeah, I might wait for the G2 version of this.
Yeah,
but this kind of seems like a must have.
Yeah, it really does. I mean, and pricing, in business, we're buying a fair amount of docking stations. This easily is a good replacement for it.
Mm-hmm. So I'm missing something, I think.
Yep.
So, this has Ethernet.
Yeah.
So this is a docking station for a laptop. Okay. So is the laptop supposed to sit on this thing, or is that just for your phone and you plug the?
Oh no, it's got a cord. There's a cord.
Okay.
So the cord goes to your USB-C on your laptop.
Okay. I see.
So this just sits next to it.
So the stand sits next to it. You charge your phone on that.
Then you have all access to all your. you got four USB-A, one USB-C, and then Ethernet. And HDMI and DisplayPort. So you got one of each.
Okay. All right. That's
and the reason they do that sense. Too is because some monitors only have HDMI, some monitors have both. And So this gives the flexibility, because that was always the challenge with a docking station, because even the older ones, I mean, you had some, yeah, hey, Ben knows, that like this docking station we generally give out here, it's got two display ports and one HDMI. So you have, you know, you could hook up technically three monitors to that docking station, but who needs that when you got this and you know, with the way the future work is going, why have a big giant dock like this? And and it's cheaper too.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
That's, yeah. I think I was being biased, and no aspersions intended. I was being biased because it was Dell. I'm thinking, you know, Surface PC, you know, junk, as opposed to just a straight docking station.
No, I don't. I think this is something that it's well built, and definitely potentially even in the consumer market too.
Maximum resolution details, 8K 30 hertz for a single display, 4K 60 hertz for dual display. That's not bad.
$100. Can't beat it.
Yeah, that's not bad.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Chuck, now it's you.
Okay, so Jeff, I got good news for you. This won't cost you any money. I'm going to target Ben and David and anybody else that's listening, because this doesn't last long. But my pick are those right there, the Audio Engine A5s. But the reason I'm picking them this time around is that they are $100 off right now from Audio Engine.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
So you can get these for $299. And I defy anyone to say that they are not happy with these. You have Direct Connect in via RCA plugs. You have Direct Connect in via mini jack. It has Bluetooth capability. I absolutely love these speakers. In fact, if you've been watching my studio redesign, they've been missing for a little while. They're back, and I wanted them back so badly because I've missed them so much. Mm-hmm. These are the desktop speakers that you want, because they don't sound like desktop speakers. They can rattle
speakers.
Yeah, they can rattle the windows with the best of them, but not just loud. They just sound good. So, you know, but for $100 off, I mean, this is a serious deal. And so if you're listening to this too late, I'm sorry. This is why you should come and listen to the Mac Show live. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, we once in a while we find these little gems and can save you serious money. So if you are listening to this and you can still get it, go and order it. You will not be unhappy.
There might be selling some HomePods.
What?
They might be selling some HomePods.
You know, those speakers are just amazing. That's what I have on my desk. And you know, people joke about, yeah, my best sound system in my house is at my desk. The best sound system,
it's true,
in my house is at my desk. And it's not because I have crappy audio everywhere else. It's because these speakers are so amazingly good.
Yep.
And if you think about it, most of us spend, at least on this call, spend a lot more time at our desks probably than with our quote unquote really good sound systems. And so you don't want to shortchange yourself when it comes to this, because if you spend any time listening to music, because it can change your entire day, I think.
Yep.
Yep. It's absolutely awesome. Cool. All right. That means it's my turn now.
Yes.
And I may or may not cost people money with this one. My pick, it's my Eero 6 Plus.
Oh, I already have them, so I'm mm-hmm. safe.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Actually, I have the other, the one above this one.
Wait, there's one above this? Hold on, products?
The 6E.
Oh my God, that's the wrong one. It's the 6E. That's what I have.
Okay. Yeah. I love it. Love it.
There we go. Let me put the correct link into the chat. There we go. The 6E. Yep. That shows you how crazy this week has been. I just forgot which Eero I have. Yep, it's a 6E. This thing is amazing.
Yep.
And the reason it's my pick this week is because moving into a new location, my old place, there was a lot of Wi-Fi around, but not like my new place. The list of Wi-Fi access points that's around me right now, the list, I can just scroll and scroll and scroll. It's insane.
Yeah.
And that's a really difficult place to have your own wireless network. But the Eero is so good at navigating the congested radio waves around me that once I had this thing set up and running here, it was interesting. There was like, I want to say 2 minutes after it was up and running where my connection just sucked, and it was like really low, and it jump up and is really low, and then it just stay low. And then I'm watching as I'm doing my speed test, and it slowly starts ramping up, and then it went up to what I'm used to seeing. And that was the Eero figuring out what's around me so that it could give me the solid, fast signal that I expect. It just did the whole thing. It was really cool. And then from that point forward, and now granted, what time is it right now? Okay, granted, it has been running at this point literally just 12 hours, excuse me, in the new place. That said, it has been so rock solid that once it figured out what was around it and what it needed to do to give me the signal I expect, it's just been doing it. No problem. Absolutely love this thing. So Eero Pro 6E.
Yep.
That's my cool thing.
Love it.
I'll second or third or however many, because I've got the same one. And yeah, it's great. It reports anytime. Anything. I mean, if anybody comes to my home and joins my network, I get a notification.
Yes.
You know, that a new device has joined. And I love that. It's self-updating so that I don't have to, you know, I don't get a notice and say, oh, new hardware, new software is available. It just installs it when I'm not using it. And I'm always up to date. So yeah. And in a world that is so full of questionable attacks on so many of our online devices, I love that fact.
Yep. I love my
Eero. Yeah, I make it 444 on Eero's.
Yep.
They're literally the modem I wish Apple would make.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm with you. Yep.
I meant router.
Yeah, I know what you meant. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, when Eero hit the market, it felt to me like an Apple product.
Yeah. Looks like it too.
It does, yeah. It
does look like it.
Works so well.
Yeah, I mean, the packaging is high quality. It's, I know there might be better routers on the market.
It depends on what you need.
Yeah, but these, I think, are the best deal for the money.
Yep.
And I do like that it does so much on its own. So I don't have to spend the time to sit there and try and figure out which frequency I should be on and what's overlapping where. It does its job very well, which is what I want from a product like this. I want it to be solid. I want it to be reliable. I want it to do as much of its job itself so that I don't have to deal with it.
Yeah. I'm with you, Jeff. I want it to disappear.
Yeah.
I mean, I know people, well, we know Dave Hamilton loves to geek around with routers, and it's like, this is one piece of hardware I don't want to geek around with. I want my connectivity. I want it now.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. So.
Yep. It just works.
Yep. Yep. And I totally appreciate Dave, going in and like really tweaking settings and stuff, and it's really cool. Mm-hmm. And I've done that with different routers, and in the end, even with having that super granular control that you get with other products, I still end up just kind of like leaning right back into the Eero because it handles all the stuff that I need it to do. And I can focus on other things.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yep. All right. So this is potentially a very expensive batch of cool things today, depending on how much of the stuff you already have.
In this case, this one isn't this expensive for us because, well, we already paid it.
That's true. Yep. Yeah, we've already got all of this, so it's expensive for everyone else.
Yeah.
Worth the investment. Yeah.
All right. So with that, before the show, I was thinking, yeah, I don't know if we'll even hit an hour today. And here we are at an hour.
No problem.
Yep. Dave, where can people find you?
Find me at In Touch with iOS at intouchwithios.com. YouTube channel is youtube.com/intouchwithios. I'm on Mac Voices Live every Tuesday night. And I'm also on social media at DaveG65 on Mastodon, Twitter. You can find me. Thanks.
Awesome. And Ben, where can people find you?
Okay. You can find me at... God, my brain doesn't work right now. At Ben Rathig on social media. Mm-hmm. At Rathig.tech for my website. Chuck's show on Tuesday. Dave's show on Thursday. And then Jeff's shows Thursday and Friday, including right now.
Awesome. Ben, you did great. You got through all of it.
You got through it.
Yeah.
Not that well.
Yeah.
You even remembered your name.
I mean, think about it this way, Ben. You did better with that than I did with getting people through the whole chat discussion. I guess what I'm saying is, Ben, it's fine. You weren't as bad as me.
Yes. You know, we need to make that a t-shirt.
At least I'm not as bad as Jeff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'll be a great shirt. All right. Chuck, where can people find you?
MacVoices.com. That's where you'll find everything that I do. I'm talking to these fine gentlemen and a whole lot of other people on Mac Voices Live on Tuesday nights at 9 p.m. or 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, whatever time that is, wherever you are, at youtube.com/MacVoices TV. Over on the regular Mac Voices shows, we're doing the Road to Mac Stock, as well as playing a little bit of catch up with some older Mac Voices Live shows that just haven't gotten out yet. So some really great, still relevant content there. And on all the socials, you can find me as at Chuck Joyner and or at Mac Voices. Good job, Jeff. I think Jeff deserves a round of applause for, you know, putting in the extra effort to get everything up and running so that he could be here and do the show in the midst of his move. So well done, Jeff.
Yeah, thanks, Jeff.
You know, I couldn't not hang out with all of you. And I also did have a little bit of extra incentive because yesterday's show for me started at noon. Today's show, yes, we started an hour later, but that's because for me, it was a 9 a.m. meeting that I had that pushed our show back. I didn't want to have to get up and drive from Longmont into Boulder to go use the office I used yesterday and have to do it during the Muggles traffic time. What do they call that?
Rush hour.
Rush hour. Thank you. I never go driving that time of day. I forgot the word rush hour.
Yeah. Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Yeah. I love that movie. All right. Oh, I need to tell people where to find me. I'm having trouble finding me today. Excuse me. All right, so social medias, Mastodon, Instagram, Jay Gamut. I'm Jay Gamut on everything, but especially on those. And hey, my office manager's being a brave little toaster. She's come out and she's roaming around my desk now. Well done, my little fluff monster. All right. So shows. Tuesdays, Chuck lets me on Mac Voices Live. Then on Thursdays, here on the British Tech Network, we do the big show. Then Thursday evenings, Dave lets me on In Touch with iOS. Then back here on Fridays for the Mac show. And then Brian Chaffin and I record the Context Machine. Whew, I think that's all of it. Okay. So with that, thank you for all of you for just being so awesome and tolerating me as with all of this. And seriously, all of you rock. And I'm so glad that I get to spend my Friday mornings with you. Everyone that watches or listens live, thank you for being here and being part of this as well. Everyone that participates in the live chat, hey, thanks for being part of that. If you're watching or listening to the shows after the fact, thank you for being part of the BTN family. All of you, you rock. And Ewan, thank you for being you. Mahler, thanks for making sure we have people for shows. And feel better soon. Tio Sojos, thank you for being here and supporting us. All right. So I think that's all the important stuff, which means that now I can say, everyone, don't forget to join us next Thursday for the big show. And then join us again next Friday for the Mac show. And everyone, have an awesome weekend.